Donald Trump, infrastructure bill is a gift to the Democrat Party, compliments of Mitch McConnell. By Wendell Hasebo on August 7, 2021. Former President Donald Trump issued a statement Saturday slamming the infrastructure bill as a gift to the Democrat Party, compliments of Mitch McConnell. If Mitch McConnell was smart, which we've seen no evidence of, he would use the debt ceiling card to negotiate a good infrastructure package. This is a 2,700-page bill that no one could have possibly read. They would have needed to take speed reading courses, Trump began. It is a gift to the Democrat Party, compliments of Mitch McConnell and some Renos, who have no idea what they are doing. There is very little on infrastructure in all of those pages. Instead, they track your driving so they can tax you. It is Joe Biden's form of a gas tax but far bigger, far higher and, mark my words, far worse, Trump continued. They want to track you everywhere you go and watch everything you do. Joe Biden's infrastructure bill will be used against the Republican Party in the upcoming elections in 2022 and 2024. Trump added, "It will be very hard for me to endorse anyone foolish enough to vote in favor of this deal." The good news is that the progressive wing in the Democrat Party will lose all credibility with this approval. Additionally, Kevin McCarthy and Republican House members seem to be against the bill, Trump explained. If it can't be killed in the Senate, maybe it dies in the House. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats understand that this is the way to get the horrendous $3.5 trillion, actually $5 trillion, Green New Deal bill done in the House. Mitch is playing right into Nancy's hands, not to mention the fact Chuck Schumer is already going around saying this is a big victory for the Democrats. Whether it's the House or the Senate, think twice before you approve this terrible deal. Republicans should wait until after the midterms when they will gain all the strength they'll need to make a good deal. But remember, you already have the card, it's called the debt ceiling, which the Democrats threatened us with constantly. Breitbart News reported Thursday the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, stated the legislation would add $256 billion to the deficit over 10 years, triggering Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, to publicly say he is a no vote. Senate Republicans who appear to be supporting President Joe Biden's infrastructure win are Senators Roy Blunt, R. Mo, Richard Burr, R. N. C., Shelley Moore Capito, R. W. V., Bill Cassidy, R. L. A., Mike Crapo, R. I. D., Lindsey Graham, R. S. C., Mitch McConnell, R. K. Y., Lisa Murkowski, R. A. K., Jim Risch, R. I. D., Mitt Romney, R. U. T., Tom Tillis, R. N. C., Todd Young, R. N., John Hoven, R.N.D., Susan Collins, R.M., Kevin Cramer, R.N.D., Rob Portman, R.O., and Chuck Grassley, R.Y. Senator Chuck Schumer, D.N.Y., who wanted to fast-track the Senate floor proceedings to quickly pass the bill on Saturday, was stopped by Senator Bill Hagerty, R.T.N., for being unwilling to consent to the bill's advancement because of the CBO's dismal score of the mammoth 2,702-page legislation. The final vote could occur early next week.